Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Now, for the grace of God, let's go back to Monsignor Stephen Rossetti, whom I think we have back on. Stephen, are you there, Monsignor?
George, I'm here. I'm sorry about that.
The demons are out to get you and me.
Well, you know, it, I know people may not believe this, but it's not uncommon that possessed people try to chat with us. Phone lines, which are normally working just fine, just stop working. And so we have a special prayer we say for technology. And I actually just threw some holy water on my phones. I mean, just they go nuts. And
no, I believe that. It's weird.
People don't believe that demons actually can influence physical things, but they can. For example, that famous case the movie The Exorcist was based on was a real case of a young lad who was possessed. All sorts of physical things happens. You know, his bed starts shaking. Things start flying around the room. I mean, there's all sorts of physical manifestations. We have a case recently where a young woman was possessed, and she was in this huge truck, and the entire huge, you know, two-ton truck was shaking. You know, so they can influence the physical world, and you can bet they don't like people talking about this subject.
Well, you know what I was going to say, Monsignor? You and I are talking about something extremely controversial. And when we got into the demonic end of this, and there's more to come, click. I mean, it's like they had the control over your phone and just shut you off.
Well, it's interesting. Sometimes we have real tough cases. We'll have maybe two or three different ways of being in touch with a person. So, we'll use an internet phone, we use a regular phone, and a cell phone. And if they shut down two or three, maybe one other one will work. Or we'll have the phone number of a friend of theirs, and we'll say, we'll call the friend, and the friend will call their friend. So we're used to it, frankly.
I got to tell you, I don't get spooked very often. But this particular night, chatting with you with what just happened, yeah, it kind of just scares the living daylights out of me.
Well, we call it demonic antics. I mean, they can mess with you a little bit, and they do. You know, they do mess with all sorts of different ways. But it's just a bunch of adolescent.
You said there was a little prayer that you could do
yeah,
protect. Well, is it long? Can you just do it now over the phone?
I said a prayer a couple seconds ago, but it's on our app. Our app is called Catholic Exorcism. So download the app. I encourage people to do that. Or www.catholicexorcism.org. And in that app, you'll see what we call a prayer for technology, and Umberlino prayer for technology to protect your devices when you're using them. So whenever it's something big, I should have said it before we started. Well, it's we're just getting used to it. So we read a whole prayer, but I'll say a prayer right now. Again, we ask the holy angels really to protect our conversation and allow this that the Lord's grace might be come to fruition here, and the demons might be cast out in Jesus' name.
Let's do it. Let's hope. Let's hope indeed. We're going to take calls with you next hour too, by the way, Monsignor. Okay. And people are just fascinated with this subject matter. What is what you call occult bondage? What is that?
Occult bondage? Well, what I would call that, I mean, there's probably different definitions, but first of all, when people do occult behaviors, you know, whether it's Ouija boards, seances, magic, that sort of thing, what they don't realize is when you're not invoking the Lord, and the one God, you're sort of throwing your net out to this other world, and who's going to answer that phone call? It's going to be Satan's going to answer that phone call. And so when you get involved in this stuff, and the deeper you go, the more you are bound to Satan in the dark world. And so when we work with people who are possessed, sometimes they practice witchcraft or magic for years.
Sure.
And they're so dark. That's one sign that they come to me and they're so dark. Everything it's just this total oppression of their whole personality. And I told one guy who was practicing witchcraft, I said, you know, when I talk to you, you're incredibly down, dark, and he says, yeah, he realized that's the result of that. You know, Satan's not going to make you a happy person. You know, you're going to be miserable.
The little Baltimore boy who the Exorcist book was written about, that Blatty wrote about, that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Some say that he was playing with a Ouija board, and that's how the little guy got possessed. What do you think of that?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, that's exactly what happened. It turned out that he was close to his aunt, and his aunt was a big spiritualist. She's doing all the sort of, you know, we're talking about cult behaviors, including the Ouija board. So the aunt dies. He picks up the Ouija board and does it for months. And yeah, I've had people scoff about, well, there's nothing wrong with the Ouija board. Well, think about it. You know, you're taking this piece of wood, but you're asking some sort of spirits to come. You're invoking some sort of spirits. Well, if you're not invoking the one true God, who are you invoking? What do you think? You're gonna get a demon. Of course you do. And he got possessed.
Now, when you were talking earlier about how Jesus just did his thing, he did have the authority from God, though, didn't he?
Well, we believe, Christians believe, that Jesus was fully human, a full human being like us, but also divine. Both. I mean, he's the one person, but divine and human at the same time. So he could cast them out in his own name as the second person of the Trinity. He invoked his authority, his divine authority. Which is why Christianity is somewhat unique, because you've got this figure that is the Savior, who is fully human and fully divine. So he had the authority in himself.
And if I remember my catechism classes growing up in my Catholic days, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So Jesus was also God himself, right?
Yes, Jesus was, and you can see why people struggled with that. You know, who do people say that I am? And they struggled with that. How can he do these things? How can he cast out demons? How can he heal people? How can he walk on water? They struggled with that, and you can understand that. I mean, that the concept is very difficult.
Sunday night is Halloween night. There's going to be parties all weekend long, Monsignor. Mm-hmm. Is there anything wrong with adults and kids dressing up like devils and demons and stuff for Halloween because they think it's fun, or is that dangerous?
Well, am I going to get possessed when my kid dresses up as a devil or a witch? No, I mean, you're not going to. Is it a good idea? Well, I know one family, a good Catholic family, and they dress their kids up, and the kid gets to pick their favorite saint. Or my brother used to. His little girl went out and dressed as a pumpkin. You know, it was kind of cute.
With a little green head.
Yeah, he used to call her that, too. He used to call it pumpkin, you know, so it's a term of endearment. But I think what happens is people don't believe these or witches are real or demons are real, if they realize how evil and ugly and awful demons are, they wouldn't do it. You know, I think they trivialize some really ugly realities.
Well, that's true. I mean, it really is. And I got to tell you, after tonight's episode with the phones, it's not funny. It's unbelievable.
Well, we try to. When you do exorcisms, you have to have a bit of a stout heart. You have to trust in Jesus, you know, and that's the first thing I tell people come, you know, working with us. Trust in Jesus, you'll be fine. So when ugly things start to happen, and you know things start flying. You don't get too upset about it. I mean, you just say, okay, yeah, fine. I mean, if someone said, my picture flew off the wall, I said, well, put it back.
So, I got an email in, Monsignor, during the break when we were trying to connect with you, and from one of our listeners who said, George, that was the greatest theatrical stunt I have ever heard on the radio. Let's tell them that was not a stunt. That was real.
Yeah, it was not a stunt. And you people called me again and again. They kept going to voicemail. And they say, what's wrong with your phone? I said, nothing. I've got it in my hand. I'm waiting for your call. So no, I'm just used to it. And
that was weird.
Happened. Hey. Well, a couple weeks ago, one of our good team members, the demons were unhappy with her. They picked up a bowl in front of her, a bowl.
And like a cereal bowl or something?
Well, it was a ceramic plate, you know, the side rug.
Yeah, okay.
They picked it up and threw it across the room. It hit the wall and smashed. And so she sent pictures of the pieces to us of the dish. The demons just wanted her to know that they were mad at her.
You're going to make the cover of the New York Times in a day or two after this interview.
Yeah, well, it's true. I mean, the spiritual world is real. I mean, people don't. People sometimes don't believe it. I say, well, if you spend a week with us, you would believe it.
What do these demons want? When they possess somebody, what do they want?
Well, we're all meant for love and communion. I mean, all of us were created good, you know, and sin is a result of what we did, not what God did. And so even angels were meant for communion with each other, with God. Love is to be united in a loving relationship. In hell, there are no friends. So the demons who are fell from heaven by their own sin, they still have this craving for connection. And so, you know that movie, The Fatal Connection? Fatal Attraction, rather.
Fatal Attraction, that's right.
Fatal Attraction, yeah.
Michael Douglas.
The individual wanted a relationship, but it was so distorted, it was awful. And that's the demons thing. They have this innate desire for connection, but they can't love. They have no idea what love is, and so they try to control. You see this in human beings' lives. I mean, when husbands and wives treat each other badly, oftentimes they don't really love each other in freedom. They try to control and possess. So that's what sin does to real good relationships.
And since you've been doing this, have you had any regrets about being an exorcist?
No, it's been it's been tough. I mean, there have been moments, you know, where it's, especially with a tough case, one recently, I just said to the Lord, this case is killing me. You know, we need help here. You know, we need this thing to end. So it can get challenging, but it's been a bit great grace, too, because I'd say one of the biggest graces is you experience in front of you all that you've been taught as a kid in your catechism. You know, all those things about the saints and the angels and the Blessed Virgin and Jesus and the church and the priesthood, all that stuff. You know, you experience the power of it right in front of you. And ironically, the demons witness, they try not to, but they witness to the power of God. They just start screaming when you bring holy things.
That's truly remarkable. Give us a story of some case. No need to give us names. Of something that just really frightened you?
Well, I'm not sure if things these frightening things frighten me.
Never been scared?
Never scared. Well, I like everybody else. If something goes thump in the night, it'll startle me a little.
Sure. You're human.
Yeah. So for sure. But, you know, what I see on a regular basis is a real manifestation of the demonic in front of me. Like this woman who was possessed, she woke up with these, it looked like on her back, I got the picture of it, you know, it looked like a beast took its claw and raked it across her back. And it's just awful looking. It looked like she'd been scourged, you know. And so you see these kind of manifestations on a regular basis, and the demons are trying to frighten you. But I realize that they're chained. They only can do so much. God only allows them to do so
much. Now, that is an interesting thing that you just said, that God only allows them. Could God step in and wipe them out?
God can do whatever God wants. You know, God,
what do we have demons around for then?
The same thing. It's a great question. The same thing. And they say, well, why does God allow all these evil things on the earth? And I think a lot of people fall away from faith and get angry at God, as Satan did, because, you know, these bad things are happening. I mean, why does God allow my son to die? Why does God allow my kids to get ill? Why did my husband get COVID and die? I mean, those are valid questions.
Sure.
Why is there evil in the world, essentially? And here's the Christian answer is that this wasn't God's plan. God doesn't want you to suffer. God didn't make you to happen. He created us to live in peace with him and joy, and it was human sin. It's what we did. Who is it that shoots each other in wars and kills each other and maims? It's human beings. We're the ones who have made a mess of this world. So then you say, well, why didn't God step in and help us? And the answer was he did.
I've interviewed so many physicists, Monsignor, about the Big Bang Theory, how the universe started, and I still haven't had one answer that is acceptable to me. So I'm going to ask you this as a Monsignor, because of, you know, being raised as a Catholic, you went up through the ranks as high as you have gone, which is remarkable. What, in your opinion, is God?
What is God?
Yeah. What is God?
Who is God?
Who is God? What is God?
Here's what I would say. This is my – listen, George, I would say we all have to come up with our own answer. You know what I mean? We know what we're taught, but we have to come to a personal – you know, it's got to be in our heart and our guts. Here's my answer, I would say. This is just to me, and you can disagree with it, whatever. But I've come to believe that God is pure love. Just – there's nothing outside of love. That's all God is. God is completely infinite, infinite love. And so if you want to get to heaven, you've got to be someone, there's got to be some love in your heart. And if there isn't, if it's just hatred and anger, that's Satan's. There's no room in heaven for Satan because he's angry. Yeah, but when we're totally filled with love, then that's who God is.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Call or visit ComcastBusiness.com to learn more.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.